news, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're back at SUNY Delhi as it's game two of our doubleheader. It's Deposit Hancock, the three seed, taking on two seed South Courtright. And the winner of this game will advance to the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game on Saturday back here at SUNY Delhi. And they will take on the winner of our first game tonight, 9 seed Richfield Springs, continuing their Cinderella run through the tournament as they just knocked off 4 seed Davenport. And the final score in that ball game was 58-49. Of course, it's our Butler Auto pregame show brought to you by Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. They have the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to pause for 60 seconds, but we'll be right back to break this one down between the Eagles and Rams on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you. At Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's always a tight squeeze with these doubleheaders, but we're back and ready for Deposit Hancock and South Courtright. So we have just a minute here to try to break things down, and I want to welcome back in Franklin Boys coach Skylar Thompson. This should be a really fun matchup here, the MAC and the Delaware League going after it here. I think it'll be another interesting case, like you were saying, Sky, before, about teams that don't play each other in the regular season. So how's the feeling out process going to go?
I think we're going to see very much just like the first game. It took both teams, I think, a half a basketball to get used to each other. You very well could see that tonight. When you don't play against each other during the regular season, you, as I said, the first game, you can scout as much as you want to, but until you're actually out there on that court, you really don't know. You really don't get a feel for it. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays a role to start this game.
I just noticed for South Courtright that Trent Cole is dressed tonight and was fully warming up. He had an injury during soccer season and is a very good athlete, but he has not played for a lot of the year because he had some surgery. So good to see him back out there. He could add yet another athletic guard to this stable of guards here that South Courtright has. I think it's going to come down to Wyatt Jacobs for Deposit Hancock. Can he put this Eagles team on his shoulder and lift them to the promised land against a very tough South Courtright team that is extremely deep? They like to press, they like to get out and run. So I think it's a great battle here tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll be back. South Courtright and DH on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. We're ready for tip-off between SK and Deposit Hancock. Starting lineups first for DH, senior number one, Chris Gross. Senior number two, Wyatt Jacobs. Freshman number four, Blake Fortunato. Senior number 22, Jacob Dobomarescu. And senior number 23, Nick Locke for head coach Ben Diemer. On the other side for SK, a junior number one, Troy Dienich. A sophomore number 11, Connor Carino. A junior number 14, Adam Champlin. As here's Carino for three in the left corner as we're underway. No good. Rebound for Anderson. Other starters include number 15, a junior Josh Anderson. And a senior number 32, the big man Logan Ferment. So SK wins the opening tip going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the royal blue trim. Says South Court right in blue lettering across the front of the chest. DH is in the road of black uniforms with the royal blue and the white trim. Says Eagles in blue lettering. Here's Furman on the baseline. Takes it to the interior. We got a charge. Wyatt Jacobs absorbed the contact and gets the opening charge there 30 seconds in. We're scoreless. Did a good job there, Coach, of just planting his feet. That's two big boys going right after each other there.
Funny you say that. I was talking with one of my friends before the game who's over here watching, who hasn't seen either one of these teams yet, and I said, Wyatt Jacobs, great football player. I mean, look at how he's built and stuff like that. So that was two big guys colliding right there.
Yeah, Wyatt Jacobs committed to SUNY Brockport, will be playing football there in the near future. He's a senior this year. Of course, Logan Ferment going to play baseball at SUNY Cobleskill next year. Here's Chris Gross. Good baseline run there. Missed the right-handed layup, though, and a rebound for Furman. Back down the floor for Cano Carino. Silky, smooth guard. Takes it inside. The kiss off the glass won't go. Rebound for the Eagles and Nick Locke. Ahead for Gross. Now to Wyatt Jacobs. Left side for Dobo Marescu. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Now goes back to Gross as DH goes right to left. They go to Jacobs. Inside, and he scores. And DH strikes the first blow, and it's 2-0. 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Again, live from SUNY Delhi, it's the Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. SK and DH. And here's Carino on the right wing corner. Zips one across, finds Troy Dienich for three. Got it. And Troy Dienich gets the first bucket of the game for SK, and it's 3-2. A little 2-2-1 press coming here for the Rams. Here's Dobo Marescu. Gets across midcourt safely and floats one over to Gross. Very speedy point guard here. Into the corner for Locke. Three is in and out. Gross with the rebound. Puts it up and scores. And Chris Gross went into the land of the trees there and got that rebound and scores to make it 4-3. With 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Left side, Anderson for three. No, too strong rebound for Furman. And it goes back out for Connor Carino. Three straight away, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Ball into the right wing corner, saved by Anderson, but he stepped on the line. It goes back to the Eagles. And that student section behind us for DH. It's going to be loud here tonight.
They're going to have, I don't know if they'll get as loud as Richfield Springs. The Richfield Springs crowd, they really get loud. But
their fans were all about it tonight. It was great. Good atmosphere. Here's Fortunato, left wing corner. He takes it to the hoop, left it short, kind of a line drive. The freshman gets his own rebound, kicks it back out here for the Eagles. As DH leads 4-3 with 5:25 to go first quarter. Pull-up bucket from the foul line there for Wyatt Jacobs. No good for him in a rebound. Down the floor for Connor Carino. Again, takes it inside. Kiss off the glass. No. Rolled off the front of the rim. Two good looks for Carino, but they won't go down. Back down the floor for Gross. To Dobo Marescu on the left side. Finds Jacobs. A little stutter step. Will pull it back out. Finds Gross in the paint. Looks like Furman is going to follow Wyatt Jacobs around, and there's Dobo Marescu in the corner. And he hits a three. And Dobo from downtown makes it 7-3 for DH with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Carino on the left side. Feeds one to the interior for Dienich. Now back out to Carino. Finds Anderson. Pump fakes. Wants to take it inside. Can't get the roll off the back of the rim. Dienich steals it back, and a block here on Wyatt Jacobs. They don't want that one back, I think, Coach. 4.5 to go in the first. DH 7, SK 3.
Yeah, he's definitely going to want that one back because for multiple reasons he thought it was clean. But the more important thing is he can't get in foul trouble tonight for DePaza Hancock.
Yeah, they need him on the floor. He's kind of their floor general and does a little bit of everything for the Eagles. So here is Dienich at the line. Got it.
Including having some highlight reel dunks.
Yeah, he can really fly, too. He had one earlier this year that we put on Twitter, and everybody was loving that. A little breakaway dunk as Dienich goes 2 out of 2. So Troy Dienich with a quick start here for the Rams. Makes it 7-5. DH ahead by a bucket with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Chris Gross. Little give and go. Finds Dobro on the far side, and no, off the front of the rim. Rebound Dienich. Ahead to Champlin. Tries to go far side, and Dobro Marescu stole it, but then Carino got it back, and we're going to have a block, I believe, underneath. Carino was going along that baseline, tiptoeing through it, and it was a block on the Eagles. So 7-5 is our score with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Rams will look to get it in. They'll float one up for Logan Furman. Finds Anderson left side. He dials long distance. No, off the back of the rim. Champlin's able to chase it down, throws it off the leg of Dobo Marescu to keep it here with the Rams. Boy, rebounding is going to be key here tonight. You can already tell both these teams good at windexing the glass. So here is Carino looking to get it in front of the DH bench. Finds Dienich. Right side for Champlin. They swing it to the left all the way around the world. High post now here for Anderson. He got tied up. We'll have a jump ball. And it looks like the arrow is going to give it back to the Eagles with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. DH leading 7-5. Your thoughts so far here, Coach?
I think so far we're seeing two very good teams battle it out so far. Very athletic teams as well. You see Wyatt Jacobs and Dobro Marescu for DePaza Hancock. The way that they're built is definitely more like football players in my football background. Those are the type of guys, the way that they're built, I'd love to be on the football field with.
A steal by Connor Carino. He's able to take it in to tie this game up on a right-handed layup there for SK to make it 7-7. Sneaky quick steal there. Dobro Marescu finds Wyatt Jacobs. for a slam dunk, and that gets the crowd going.
Okay, he made that look too easy.
A dunk on the left side for Wyatt Jacobs. Ball tapped out of bounds here by the Eagles. I mean, two steps, somebody right in his grill, and he just hammered it.
And it wasn't like two hard steps. It looked like he would just go up for a layup. I think nine out of ten guys, even higher than that, 99% of the kids that we see lay that in, but he just threw that down.
9-7, DH leading Southport, right? An entertaining first quarter here from SUNY Delhi. Anderson, the jumper, got it to go. And Anderson lays it in for his first bucket. We're tied at 9-9 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Double Marescu tries to go to the interior. It's swatted away. Here's Champlin in transition. Numbers if they can hurry. Champlin slipped on the floor. Ball came loose. Furman gets it, lays it up and in. Two players went flying there, but Furman came up with the basketball and lays it in for SK. They lead 11-9. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Glad to see everybody okay after that slip and fall there. Here's Nick Locke from the right baseline. Missed it. Gross with the rebound. He's so good at getting in there as the crafty guard. They come to Wyatt Jacobs, left side, as DH goes right to left. They go to Doble Marescu, closely guarded by Connor Carino. Splits, gets it to Locke at the right elbow. Now back up top of the key here for Gross. Takes it inside. Oh, it was halfway down on that shot. Wouldn't go, but Locke with a rebound. Finds Fortunato. Little 360 spin. No, off the hands of Furman, but Carino saved it. And Carino across midcourt. SK leading by a deuce, 11-9, with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Left side, Carino steps in for a deep three. Yes, got it.
The Deposit Hancock crowd behind us, oohing and eyeing them early on. South Portland fans cheering now as they get up 14-9. We got a good game so far.
1:56 to go, first quarter. SK leads 14-9. Timeout DH on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
1:50 to go here in the first quarter. Out of the timeout, rolled out of bounds. It's going to stay with DH as SK was going for a steal. Want to thank our special sponsors, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, as well as Lang Construction of South Courtright, SFCU, and Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi. DH gets it in. Right side for Wyatt Jacobs. Back out Fortunato. Slides one back up for Gross. Zips one now back. Little give and go with Wyatt Jacobs. Comes off a screen. No, they'll say he traveled. So we come up on 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 14-9. SK boys leading DH. Nate Lowe and Franklin boys coach Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Carino, left side corner to the interior for Deanich. Back out Carino. Three again. Yes. Connor with eight, with two, well beyond the college line three.
I was going to say, he's a few feet off the college line.
Way downtown for Connor Carino. Makes it 17-9 with a 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Eagles with the ball. They go to Fortunato on the baseline. Passes to the interior, intercepted by Anderson. Anderson ahead for Deanich. Back to Anderson. Straight away three. Hit the rim twice. No. Rebound Jacobs. Jacobs is an outlet pass with 52 seconds left here for Doble Marescu. He steps through, and it's going to be a traveling violation on Doble Marescu. With 50 seconds to go in the first quarter, SK leading 17-9 behind 8 points from Connor Carino and 5 from Troy Deanich. And those two deep threes by Carino, let's see if that gets him going.
Sometimes the bigger court hurts players because they don't realize where they are. For a player like him, it might help him because you don't think he's going to shoot from that deep, but he's already shown he can.
Carino straight away goes to the far side. Dianich finds Anderson on the left baseline. Got it. And SK with some hot shooting, and they lead 19-9 over DH with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. DH trying to get a bucket here to end this first frame. Here is Wyatt Jacobs. Splits two defenders, finds Gross, can't get it to go. Rebound Furman. And he's looking to run with 10 seconds left. Ahead for Champlin. Champlin pulls it down, goes to the interior. Far side, they lose Carino on D. He fires and hits. Carino with 11. And 2 seconds left. Here's Gross with a half-court heave. No. First quarter in the books. And South Courtright leads 22-9. Connor Carino, 3 threes and 11 points. And we'll be back on CDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to Shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The SK boys lead DH 22-9. Connor Carino is red hot with 11 points and three deep threes for the Rams. Wyatt Jacobs on the other side threw down a nasty dunk in that first quarter for the Eagles and has 4 points. We're back underway here. SK with the ball to start the second frame. Anderson at the left elbow. Going to go out to Dianich for a three on the right side. Way too strong. But Anderson with the rebound, kicks it out for Champlin. His three is a little short, and a rebound for Fortunato. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you here tonight on CDO. Here's Dobro Marescu, left side. Dobro steps back. He tries a three off the back of the rim. Rebound Champlin. Outlet pass to Carino. Boy, SK is running, and they are gunning. And here is Carino with a layup. And he's got 13. And they just get out so quickly, Coach.
They do, and they score so quickly, too. Their transition offense is so great because they don't force things.
Here is Locke in the corner. A shot, no. Anderson with the rebound. Champlin passing ahead. Carino tiptoeing on the baseline. Keeps it in. Back up. Furman thought about a three. Thought better of it. Takes it to the interior. The floater won't go. Tapped out of bounds going back to the Eagles. What can DH do to try to weather the storm here?
Well, you're not going to be able to outrun them. It doesn't seem like South Court, as we know, likes to get up and down the court. So one thing you want to do is you want to try to limit their ability to do so. And I know this doesn't sound like the greatest idea, but if you can always send one guy back, not for the offensive rebound, it might help you limit their transition offense.
Fortunato with a three for DH. It was short, knocked out of bounds, going to stay with the Eagles. Nick Locke doing a good job hustling for that. I want to thank some of our special sponsors, including Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, A.O. Fox Hospital, the Tri-Town campus in Sydney, as well as the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. 6:40 to go in the second quarter, and SK has jumped out to a 24-9 lead. The winner of this game will get Richfield Springs in the championship game on Saturday. A steal by Logan Furman, and here come the Rams again. Across midcourt, they go to Carino. Another three. Could it be possible? No, he missed it, but he was fouled way out on the O, where it says Broncos on the far side of the floor there, and he's going to go to the line to shoot three here, and he almost made that too.
He almost got an and one on a three, Nate, and as you said, that was actually his deepest one, but it doesn't feel like it's a bad shot when he puts it up. It's a great form, and it always seems like it's a good shot for him.
Carino misses the first one, second one coming.
And important to note too, he is only a sophomore.
And we were talking before the game with some other SK fans that are over here, as Carino makes the second. It looks and feels like he's got another growth spurt in him. He's still a smaller player as a sophomore. I mean, we could come back next year and see him clocking in at 6'2 or 6'3 as he goes 2 out of 3 at the line.
And that would be even scarier for anyone that has to face him.
Exactly. Tipped away here by Carino. I mean, right now I'd say he's probably 5'9 or 5'10, but brings it back down the floor. Goes inside for Anderson. Now back out to Carino straight away. Dijanich, good ball movement here. Carino on the right side. Floats one over for Champlin. A little up and under. No, traveling violation on Champlin. But SK leads 26-9 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. Live from SUNY Delhi here tonight. Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. Winner will get Richfield Springs. Here's Locke in the corner for a three. Too strong. Rebound Furman. And Furman ahead. Looking for Carino. Little up and under. Blocked by Dobro Marescu. And Dobro is going to bring it back down the floor for DH. Dishing for Fortunato. A little miscommunication. Off his hands and out of bounds. 5:42 to go in the second quarter. And SK leads 26-9.
The tough part about playing SK, too, is as we saw to start the game here with DePaza Hancock, they were close, and then before you know it, all of a sudden, the lead went from a close one, they widened it right out very, very fast, and before you know it, you're down, right now it's 26-9.
Anderson stepped out of bounds in the left corner. Little contact there with Locke, but it's going to go back to the Eagles, and they haven't scored in a couple of minutes. DH desperately looking for a bucket here. Jacobs in the backcourt. We'll come across with Chris Gross. Gross will leave one for Dobro Marescu. They try to set up the offense here. And they go to Gross in the right wing corner. Gross will bring it out now, finds Jacobs. Stops at the foul line, dishes for Dobro Marescu left side. He slices through the defense, the floater, too short. And a rebound underneath. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. It's on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Eagles. DH getting some good looks here. A lot of them are front rim, side rim, just not quite there. And so a timeout's going to be taken by SK. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. SK leading 26-9 on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, DH with the ball, a miss by Dobro Marescu, and then a foul on SK on the rebound. It's going to be on Champlin. Just a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Moravia boys are leading Lansing 36-14 at the half. Lansing was the team that knocked out Unitigo. I thought they looked very good as the sixth seed. Moravia is the two, but Moravia is ahead in that game. So, boy, we could be looking at a Moravia and Newfield sectional final. We've read that book before as DH sends it down low. And a little ball tapped over to Nick Locke, and he scores.
Two SK players knocked the ball out of their hands. It fell right into the hand for DePaza Hancock. Nice basket there.
Makes it 26-11. Anderson back down the floor. The jumper from the right elbow is good for Josh Anderson. He has 6 points. Makes it 28-11. 4:15 to go, second quarter here from SUNY Delhi. Here is Gross. Steps in for a deep three there. No. Rebound for Locke. Back out for Dobro Marescu. Finds Locke. And now we'll go back to Wyatt Jacobs. Jacobs pulls it out. Goes to Locke on the far side. He threw it away. Carino with a steal. Carino's going to try to take it to the rim, and he's fouled there by Wyatt Jacobs. Good move by Carino. He knew that Wyatt was there trailing him. I felt like he accepted the contact, protected it from the block, and Wyatt picks up his second one right there. So Carino to the line. He's got 15.
And for a sophomore to know how to do that and know to do that is very impressive.
Carino at the line. First one rattles out. He's played some huge high-level AAU up in Albany. They've traveled all up and down the East Coast, and the payoff is really coming, I think, for Connor. Second one is good. He's played with the City Rocks program. I mean, he's done a great job. A lot of miles when he was a little kid coming up. 3:50 to go in the second quarter, and SK leads 29-11. Darren Dingler will be coming in at the next break, and here's Chris Gross with a bucket on the right side. Gross has got 4 points, makes it 29-13. That gets the fans going. Here's Furmitt, takes it down low. A little Dr. J finger roll off the back of the rim. Rebound for DH. Here's Gross in transition. Dishes off for Dobo on the rescue. Going to be a jump ball, and the arrow is going to give it back to SK. Dengler coming in for Josh Anderson. And I think DH wishing that that one would have gone a little differently. They had some numbers, but a jump ball was the call.
It's unlucky breaks like that that just hurt you. You get a nice fast break. Great play defensively by SK to put your hand on top of the ball.
Dengler with a pass down low, feeding it to Furmitt. Tries to muscle it up. No, just a little short. Wyatt Jacobs with a rebound. And in the backcourt, here comes Chris Gross. Gross across the Broncos logo at midcourt with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And SK leading 29-13. Here's Wyatt Jacobs straight away. Thought about a three, but didn't pull it. They go to Locke on the far side. Now to Dobo Marescu. Back to Wyatt Jacobs. And the defense has been tough on him. Jacobs gets it into the paint. Pull-up jumper short from about 10 feet. Rebound for Furmitt, who is just working his tail off on the interior. And a good pass from Carino finds Darren Dengler, who finishes. Just weaved his way through the defense and gets an easy layup there for Darren Dengler to make it 31-13. DH trying to throw to the far side. It's intercepted by Logan Furmitt. Takes it in for the left-handed layup and scores. And the timeout's taken here by DH with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's SK 33, DH 13 on CBO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
I want to thank our special sponsors tonight, including Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Wagner Logging in Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit, as well as Acco Brands of Sydney. 2:20 to go in the second quarter. It's Nate Lull and Franklin boys coach Skylar Thompson with you here. And the pressure has been relentless from SK as they lead 33-13. Here's Gross into the corner. Fortunato, the three, hit the side of the rim. Jacobs, the rebound. That rolls out. And the ball out of bounds, going to stay with the Eagles.
That's unfortunate for Wyatt right there. He got a great offensive rebound, and it just rolled around the whole rim.
We see that so often here on the radio. Just a shot that looks like it's going in, and it just won't. Here is Chris Gross on the left side. Wants to pull it back up. Gross dribble drive all the way to the right. Now back to Fortunato. And it's out of bounds, going to stay with DH. Again, the last time we were sitting here was the Delaware League Championship game. We had a play just like that, Sky, and Logan Furmitt came and hit this table so hard it knocked us off the air.
Oh, jeez.
So that's the kind of hustle that he has. Ran right into the table, and everything, just all the plugs exploded out of the floor.
So you're hoping for, you know, a little bit smoother of a
I don't want to see him coming our way here tonight. That's Fortunato. And he gets his first bucket of the night. It's Fortunato in the paint, makes it 33-15. We've had worse over the years. We'll have to talk about that at the half, if you remind me. Carino dishes down low, finds Furmitt, and he scores. Furmitt was alone on the left low block and did a little reverse layup to make it 35-15 with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Here's Gross, the behind-the-back pass, and it's up and in for Nick Locke.
Wow, he split two defenders, then goes behind his back to miss another one, and then makes the behind-the-back pass.
Ball out of bounds, the DH is going to get it back. That looks like a Harlem Globetrotters play.
That was great.
Chris Gross, wheeling and dealing here for the Eagles. Gross on the right side, splits two defenders. And we're going to have a block down low on SK. So DH getting a little momentum here in their student section. Anytime that they do something positive, is exploding behind us. 51 seconds to go, second quarter. SK boys leading DH 35-17. And DH has it underneath their own basket. They go to Fortunato, now to Locke, finding Gross on the left side. Dishing it for Wyatt Jacobs, back up top for Locke. Straightaway three. The bank is open late for Nick Locke.
We've seen multiple bank shots today between the first game and now, Nate.
Makes it 35-20. Nick Locke, hey, they count any way they go in, right?
Doesn't matter how, as long as it goes through the hoop, they count it.
Champlin finds Carino at the top of the key. He's going to pull it out. 20 seconds to go before the halftime break. Dijanic, far side for Logan Furman. Through two defenders, wants to take it to the rim and scores. Logan Furman now with 8 points. Playing like a man possessed right there.
He's hard to stop. He's quick, but so strong. I mean, he knocked you off the air. So.
Yeah, 2 seconds left. Here's Jacobs. Hits a three at the buzzer. Wyatt Jacobs brings the crowd alive, and that makes it 37-23 as we head to the halftime break. Boy, that is really loud there. So we're going to take a break for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, 37-23, SK boys on top of Deposit Hancock at the break here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises is now providing residential and commercial trash pickup to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. To get reliable service at a low monthly rate, simply call Waste Recovery at 607-563-2616. Call for rates today, 607-563-2616. We also have all sizes of roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. For affordable, reliable weekly trash pickup, call 607-563-2616 or visit wasterecovery.com. Now expanding services to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there, but best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or Glove Box, 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's halftime here at SUNY Delhi. Nate Lull and Franklin Boys coach Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, of course. Time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. South Courtright boys leading Deposit Hancock 37-23. Here's our scoring summary. First for DH, 7 points each for Wyatt Jacobs and Nick Locke. Jacobs, of course, had that real nice slam dunk in the first quarter as well. Chris Gross with 4. Jacob Doble-Marescu with 3, and Blake Fortunato with 2. On the other side for SK, 16 from sophomore sensation Connor Carino, including 3 three-pointers. He really got hot there at the end of the first quarter. Logan Furment with 8, Josh Anderson with 6, Troy Dianich with 5, and Darren Dengler with 2. So, Coach, I'll bring you in here. You know, SK just sound, fundamental basketball, good shooting, good rebounding, hustle, and they love to get out and run, and on this big floor, it's perfect for them.
And, you know, as much as we like to talk about how well they play out in transition and how fast they're, one of the things I think that's very underrated about them, at least for me, having played against them, watched them a few times, because I just like to watch good teams and stuff, and, you like to watch basketball. They're a good team to watch in this area, and they have been for years. But one of the things I think that's very underrated about them is their half-court offense.
Mm.
They move the ball very well, very crisp passes. You don't see them really making mistakes or passes where you're like, what were you thinking there? They really move the ball very quick around the perimeter, inside to the low block or high post down low. They make great backside skip passes, which allows Connor to get a lot of open looks. But then you see guys like him, if you close out hard on him, he drives right by you, makes a nice dip bounce pass or just hand off basically the guy on the block for an open layup where Furman is just a monster underneath. They're so hard to guard because they do so many things well on that end of the floor, even in the half court.
Yeah, I totally agree. They've just had great ball movement tonight, and doesn't seem to matter that the three-point line is a little longer here at the college floor. They just say, hey, we'll use that line, and Carino has been hitting. On the other side, DH has had good looks. The ball hasn't been falling for them, but they got a big hole to dig out of, but it felt like they got some momentum there at the end of the second quarter.
Absolutely, and as you said, they were getting looks that they wanted. It wasn't like, yes, SK got some turnovers and stuff like that, but a lot of SK's fast breaks came off of missed shots, great outlet passes from whoever got the rebound for a hit ahead to an open guy. But if you're Deposit Hancock, stick with your game plan right now. Down 14, you got some nice momentum to finish off the half, but you're getting the looks you want underneath. As we talked about, Wyatt had the one that spun around the entire rim. They're getting some open three looks. They will start to fall. And Chris Gross is driving the ball fantastically tonight for them, and he's creating a lot of plays for them. Stick with what you're doing. Hope some of those shots fall, and we'll see what happens.
Winner of this will get the Cinderella story, Richfield Springs, in the championship game. Richfield, the 9 seed. They upset 8 seed Milford on the way here, 1 seed Morris, and, of course, taking out Davenport earlier tonight, the 4 seed, by a final score of 58-49. So Davenport falling here and Richfield Springs moving on. As we said earlier, if you wanted some Class C boys scores, just to flip over, Watkins Glen, the 1 seed, going down to Newfield, the 4 seed, 71-63. So Newfield is into the championship game. And Moravia was way ahead of Lansing at the halftime break, 36-14. At the halftime break, Moravia is the 2, Lansing is the 6 in the Section 4 Class C boys bracket. Those games being played out at SUNY Cortland tonight. That's going to wrap up our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, at the half, the South Courtright Rams 37, the DH Eagles 23, live from SUNY Delhi here tonight Also, a big thank you to all our special sponsors. They allow us to do these games both last night and tonight and this weekend as well. They include DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. I got to give a big shout out to our guy, Brent Trimble there. SFCU, Lang Construction of South Courtright, and Wagner Logging and Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit. I'm Nate Lowe for Sky Thompson. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter in just a minute on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here in SUNY Delhi. And DH is going to have the basketball. They are in the black uniforms with the royal blue and the white trim. SK is in the home whites with the royal blue trim as well. And here we go. DH going left to right on your radio dial to start up the second half as they trail South Courtright 37-23. We'll see what halftime adjustments head coach Ben Deamer can come up with here for the Eagles. Left side for Dobo Marescu. Back to the top of the three-point arc for Gross. Bounce pass for Fortunato. Back to Gross. They feed one far side. Dobro for three. No. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Jacobs. Pump fakes. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound Fortunato. He got it tripped up. And the ball comes down, and Locke's going to gather it up, keeping it with the Eagles. Wyatt Jacobs back out, finds Fortunato for three from straight away. That's off the front of the rim, and finally a rebound by SK. And ahead now for Adam Champlin. Champlin feeds one for Carino on the right side corner. No, off the front of the rim, and a foul on Furman underneath. With 7:13 to go in the third quarter, SK still leading 37-23. It is a war inside with guys like Jacobs and Furman. I mean, even Nick Locke is pretty big inside for DH.
And they all get up.
Yes, they do.
So it's not just, you know, these big guys, you know, wrestling for it. They're fighting for it in the air, too.
Dobo Marescu on the right side. Dishes one back out to the point guard, Chris Gross. Gross at the left elbow now finds Locke. DH kind of figuring it out here as they go down low for Fortunato. A turnaround shot is knocked out of bounds. Furman and Jacobs going toe-to-toe for that one. Last touch by Furman. It'll stay with the Eagles.
Two big, strong guys that can get up. It's a battle every time.
And neither of them likes to back down. That's what's fun about it. DH gets it in. Left side, Dobo Marescu for three. Too strong. A little bit too much hot sauce on that one. And a rebound back down the floor. Carino in traffic is blocked by Dobo Marescu. Here comes DH the other way. Chris Gross in transition. Off the glass. No, Jacobs. The tip drill, he puts it in and scores. Jacobs now with 9 points, and DH slices into the SK lead. It's 37-25 with 6:25 to go, third quarter. Carino finds Anderson, left side corner for three. It's an air ball, tapped out to Champlin.
And if you're Deposit Hancock right now, just keep chipping away. You know, just go possession by possession, get stops, get the looks you want, just like we talked about, like they were getting in the first half. Hopefully this half they start to fall.
Furman dishes one over, finds Josh Anderson for a left-handed layup, and he scores. Anderson with 8 points. Makes it 39-25 with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. DH with the basketball. They go to Gross. Backdoor cut for Fortunato. No. Great look, and it was just too strong.
They beat their press exactly the way you wanted to. They got the look they wanted, just didn't fall.
Came in from a tough angle. I still thought he was going to lay it up and score, but missed it. And now Carino with the basketball near the Broncos logo at midcourt here at SUNY Delhi as SK goes right to left. Carino, stutter step into the paint, finds Anderson down low, up and in. Anderson's got 10, and SK leads 41-25 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. And here is Chris Gross, the sneaky point guard, into the paint, pump fakes, puts the shot up, missed it. Ball comes to Jacobs, he pushes it up to pile of bodies down low. Finally, SK gets the basketball off the miss, and Dobo Marescu is going to be whistled for a foul. And that, again, looked like a football collision there as Furman banged into Dobo Marescu.
I think they both lowered their shoulders in that case, Nate. As a football guy myself, I like to see that, but we are on a basketball court, but two big, strong guys colliding.
I mean, it wasn't dirty by any means.
Absolutely not.
Boy, that was a tough shoulder-to-shoulder hit. Here's Furman down low. He's blocked, and it's going to be a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with the Rams. 5 minutes to go in the third, and SK leads 41-25.
I like basketball like this because, personally, as a football-type guy, this is what we like to see.
Of course, Sky, a Oneonta grad, had some great years with the Yellow Jackets, especially on the football field. Here's Carino in the left corner for three. Oh, halfway down, it popped out. Rebound for Dobo Marescu.
And as you said, it's good, clean basketball. It's not cheap shots. It's just big, strong, fast bodies colliding, but nothing dirty at all.
Gross to the right side, finds Nick Locke. Now to Wyatt Jacobs at the right elbow. Jacobs backing his man down, dishes it out for Locke in the corner. A long two in the right corner for Locke. And he's got nine, and it's 41-27 with 4.5 to go in the third. SK across midcourt. And they'll go to the left side for Troy Deanich, and now back up to Connor Carino. Carino with 16 points in the first half, hasn't scored yet in the second half, but he's really facilitating pretty well. Goes to Furman. Left side, Furman got stuck in a weird spot, dishes back out Champlin. Now to Anderson, he shoots, and off the front of the rim, Deanich is there. Cleans it up on the far side, and he's got seven. And SK pushes the lead to 43-27 with 3:55 to go in the third quarter. DH going left to right. They're in the black with the blue trim. SK in the white with the blue trim. Right side here for DH. Locke tries to dial long distance. Missed it. Tracked down his own rebound, though, and kicks one back out for Chris Gross. Gross splits two defenders. The floater from the right side, no. Off the hands, they're going to stay of SK's Troy Deanich, and it will stay with the Eagles. So 3:37 to go here in the third. Packed house from SUNY Delhi. Good to see both sides supported so well. Jacobs for Dobo Marescu. Lofts one into the corner for Locke. Off the front of the rim, Jacobs gets the rebound, and he is fouled, it looks like, underneath. Jacobs able to elevate so well and get these rebounds.
We've been very lucky today, seeing some great big guys who are high flyers too, with Wade in the first game, Bowman in the first game, Wyatt Jacobs this game. I mean, it's great to see that kind of basketball.
Foul on the play was on Champlin, his third. Three in the corner for Locke is good. So Locke has 12 points. That makes it 43-30. This is manageable right now for DH with 3:15 to go in the third.
Absolutely, and they're still getting some shots that are the good look that they wanted, but they haven't fallen, but they're still way down 13.
Here's Anderson in the corner in front of his own bench for SK and left it short. Not enough air underneath it. Dobo Marescu back down the floor here for the Eagles. You know they're not going to go quietly. Played a tough schedule most of the year. Third place in the MAC. Here is Gross at the top of the key. Feeds one to the far side. Here for Fortunato. Back out for Locke. Boy, that would have been huge. Missed it, though. Rebound Jacobs. Outside for Dobro. Takes it to the interior. Kicks one back out. Good ball movement here. I think DH is saying, we got a fresh 30 to work with. Let's work on it. And here comes Wyatt Jacobs. Top of the key. Goes to Fortunato. Slips behind the defense, and he's blocked by Troy Deanich. Ball stays inbounds, and here's Carino. Carino, left side, zips into the paint. Finds Furman, and he stepped out of bounds. He was deep in that right corner, and his foot was on the line. 2:20 to go in the third. Darren Dengler back in for SK. And SK leads 43-30.
Sometimes with these bigger courts, you feel like you actually have more room than you actually do. So it's a tough adjustment going from a high school-sized court to a college-sized one.
So SK leading by 13, and a steal by Deanich at midcourt. Finds Carino, who takes it in and scores. And Carino off the nice steal there from Deanich. Pumps that lead back up to 45-30 for South Courtright over Deposit Hancock. 1:55 to go in the third. Eagles with the basketball, again going left to right. They have it in the left wing corner to the left low block, working it back out straight away. Into the paint for Chris Gross, straight away shot. Back of the rim, no. Rebound underneath. Tipped around, and SK will come away with Connor Carino after the hot potato was batted around two or three times. Carino in transition. Dishes one off, down low for Deanich. He missed the chippy from the left low block. Rebound Eagles. And they'll take a minute to get a breather here and come across midcourt. Here is Gross. Chest pass to the far side for Dobo Marescu. Into the right corner for Locke. Locke to the high post. Stripped to the basketball. On the ground. Both teams wrestling. Scrambling for it there. And it's going to roll out of bounds. Stripped out of there and go back to SK. There's our good friend Ben Patton down there from the Walton Report. He's got his scooter tonight. Ben takes great photos.
He does, and he was close to the action that time, so he probably got some good ones from that one right there.
Ben has a scooter because he broke his ankle a couple of weekends ago, but he has really made the commitment to keep coming to the games and does a great job with it. Here is Anderson into the teeth of the defense. It's swatted out of bounds, and it's going to stay with SK. Good defense, though, by the Eagles. Winner of this game will get 9-seed Richfield Springs, who beat Davenport in the other semifinal earlier tonight, 58-49. 1 minute to go here in the third, and SK leads 45-30. Rams will look to get it in. Wyatt Jacobs says no. Steals it as they tried to go over top of him. And Chris Gross back down the floor. Straight away, looking for some options. Jacobs has kind of been swallowed up by the defense here in the third quarter as they put him around the high post. Double Marescu. Now for Gross. Little dribble drive here, 15 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock. Gross reversing it to the left side, finds Dobo Marescu. Now to Jacobs. Ball is in his hands with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Little crossover, finds Locke in the corner, tosses up a three. Oh, too strong. Locke chasing down his own rebound, but SK is able to get there first. Carino in transition, zips through the defense and scores. Carino silky smooth in transition. He's got 20 points, and it's 47-30. 10 seconds left, third quarter. Chris Gross shovels one for Jacobs. 5 seconds left. Tapped away. Ball loose on the floor. Anderson's got it. A shot at the buzzer. No. SK couldn't track it down in time. So a 17-point lead for the Rams as we hit the fourth quarter. It's 47-30 here on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Nate Law with you on WCDO, along with Franklin boys coach Sky Thompson. Joining me courtside here from SUNY Delhi for the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals. Winner will get Richfield Springs. And SK leads as we hit the fourth quarter, 47-30. Richfield Springs winning earlier, 58-49 over Davenport. Those games will be Saturday right back here at SUNY Delhi. Chris Gross with the basketball here for DH. Eagles looking to get a spark to start this fourth frame. Gross finds Fortunato. 8 on the shot clock. A little floater for the freshman. In and out. Rebound for Anderson. And Josh Anderson will rip it back down the floor. Leaves it off for Connor Carino. Carino across midcourt. Finds Deanich. Left side. And let's see if SK will maybe try to take a little air out of it. Nope. They'll just fire up a three with Carino. Off the mark, but they track down the rebound. Anderson tries from the left corner. And that was short on a 15-footer on the baseline. back up the floor for the Eagles, going left to right. Into the ball game now here is Christian Alderman. Tried to go to the interior. Ball knocked out of bounds, will stay with the Eagles, though, underneath the hoop to the right of the glass.
South Courtright done a great job taking Wyatt Jacobs out of the game so far this second half, making it very difficult on him to get any good looks or any room for much of anything.
Here is Chris Gross on the baseline, and the floater is good. And I totally agree. Wyatt has 9 points, but nothing in the second half so far here, Coach. And a good job of kind of swallowing him up on the inside of that defense. Here is Anderson. Goes to the interior for Logan Furman. Pump fakes, puts it over the front of the rim, and scores.
As we talk about, when you play teams that you haven't played before, it takes about a half or so to go into the halftime break and make the adjustments that you want to make. And South Courtright definitely has done that with Wyatt this half.
SK leads 49-32. Here's Gross trying to take it to the rim. A lot of body contact, no call, and SK rips the ball away. And they go to Connor Carino. Steps in for three. No, left it short again. His stroke has not been there in the second half, but he's still got 20. He's been getting out in transition very well. And now a steal by Dianich. At midcourt, he's going to take it the whole way, and Dianich puts it up and in. He's got 9. Timeout taken by DH with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. SK 51, DH 32 on WCDO. We'll be back.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back underway with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. SK boys leading DH 51-32. Eagles with the basketball. Fortunato on the left side as DH is in their own offensive end. Here's Gross slicing and dicing through the defense. Missed the shot. It's out of bounds going back to SK. 5:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Hey. SK with the basketball here. They'll look to dish it back up the floor.
Nate Wall getting the change.
Yeah. Champlin back down the floor here, looking to go to the interior here for Furman, and he's fouled. You know, I was thinking earlier today, too, with DH being back in D now, this could be a great baseball rivalry down the road here, too. I mean, SK won Section 4 last year in the spring. DH, of course, the state championship back in 2018. A lot of the guys on the floor here tonight, baseball guys, we could be seeing a sectional matchup down the road this spring, too.
Absolutely, and I think you see that, I mean, not to go off the subject of the game here, but I think you see that with a lot of schools changing classes, like as you said, DH going down to D. It's going to make for some very interesting matchups and or maybe even new rivalries with the way that the classes have changed.
They did meet a couple of years ago in the baseball sectionals, as I didn't want to forget that basket there by Logan Furman, making it 53-32 with 5:10 to go. And DH got the better of them a couple of years ago, but then went back up to C for a little while, and now back in D again. Kind of the yo-yo for DH, as they're always right on the line. Here's Dobo Marescu, right side for three. No, Champlin a rebound on that left wing side. And again, SK leading 53-32, trying to advance to the championship game on Saturday against Richfield Springs here in Section 4, Class D. Champlin to the left corner in front of the SK bench as SK goes right to left. SK looks a little willing to slow it down, pump the brakes a little bit here. They go to the interior for Furman. Dishes one off for Darren Dengler. No, missed the right-handed layup, and Jacobs with a rebound.
I think he's expecting Wyatt to go up for the block there, and Wyatt actually didn't. But when you think that, it makes you rush your shot or change your shot a little bit.
There's Chris Gross through the defense. Couldn't get the reverse layup there, and SK with a rebound. Carino slowly walks it up the floor. Trying to kill off some precious seconds here for SK. Left side of the floor for Dijanic. A steal, but no, Carino's able to get it back. And Carino with a bounce pass for Champlin. Down low for Ferment. Lost control of it. Dengler was able to keep it in bounds somehow, though, underneath the hoop. Goes back to Carino on the far side, and now Connor will pull it out. Seven on the shot clock. He's going to have to find his way through. Dijanic for a long two. Missed it, and Jacobs with the rebound. Outlet pass here to Chris Gross, and Gross gets tied up with Logan Ferment. With 3:47 to go here in the fourth, and those two just kind of got tied up accidentally there, I think.
And you're over here thinking, keep it over there.
Yeah, Ferment, stay away from this table, man. The ball was coming towards us that night, and you could just see he had that look in his eyes as we got a push-off on Chris Gross here, so a foul on DH on the inbound. And you could just tell he was coming this way, and he was not going to stop.
Sometimes you could just tell, too, when they get momentum going and stuff like that, there's no stopping. I know that from experience, because over in Unadilla Valley, actually, one time, at the tournament over the Christmas break, there was a door that I may have run into that did not open, actually.
Oh, no.
It was all right.
Glad you're okay. SK with the basketball now. After that foul, they go inside to Ferment. He can't get the shot, but will head to the line. He was fouled. I think the best story we have on that, we were at the Cooperstown Christmas tournament a few years ago, and Ryan Lansing dove headfirst for a ball out of bounds and just cleared out our whole table. I mean, he came right over the table and pretty much landed in my lap as Ferment misses the first one. We stayed on the air somehow. All the gear hit the ground. I was able to kind of scoop it up quickly with my hand. When Ferment hit the table the other night here at the Delaware League Championship game, he ripped the whole power right out of the floor here, and we had to scramble quickly that night. 3:35 to go in the fourth. Ferment's second shot, no, and a rebound for DH.
Now, was that the year for the Cooperstown team that won the state tournament?
I'm trying to think if it was that year or the year. It was the year they won states, yes. Great team to watch. Wow, they were fun.
And what a run they went on that year,
yes,
too.
Yes. Oh, boy, some great games and sectionals in the state tournament. Here is Wyatt Jacobs in the paint. Turnaround shot, good. Wyatt Jacobs with 11.
His first bucket of the second half with 3 minutes left. Great job by Southcourt right this half, limiting him offensively.
3 minutes to go, and SK leads 53-34. Looks like we might be seeing the Rams and the Indians on Saturday. Here is SK with the basketball. They go to Ferment in the right wing corner. Working it back up to Connor Carino. Carino into the defense. The floater, no. Rebound for Anderson. Actually, no, that's Damian Gloucester who's into the game now. Pulls it back out. SK doing their best to work it around here. Gloucester had it taken away, but Champlin is right there to save the day. He puts it up. That's off the back rim. Rebound for Nick Locke. And Locke with an outlet pass to Chris Gross. And Gross across midcourt here as we come up on 2 minutes to go. We'll take a break as DH calls a timeout. 53-34. South Courtright boys leading DH on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 53-34. SK boys on top of Deposit Hancock, and maybe we'll pick up a few extra radio listeners here as we see some people heading for the exits, thinking that SK might have this wrapped up here.
Well, maybe, but they got a little bit of a hike to get to their cars.
Yeah, they certainly do. The parking always tough here that's kind of the one downfall of SUNY Delhi. I don't want to, you know, bash them at all or anything.
They've not at all.
Been a great host, but yeah.
We only got 2 minutes left by the time they get to their cars, so.
Yeah, by the time they take the shuttle all the way down the hill, they might get in touch for the postgame show. Stay tuned for that. We're going to give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Minute 55 to go here in the fourth, and here is Connor Carino back up near midcourt. SK really challenged themselves this season. Went out in the non-league, played Main End well, played Johnson City. They're going to throw this ball out of bounds. Also played one of the best D teams, or the best D team, in Section 3 in Hamilton. And so they really said, hey, we got to be ready for sectionals. Games like this against MAC teams, we need to be ready, and they were tonight.
And, you know, not to change subject, but a player you mentioned before the game, Trenton Cole, who you said had a lot of surgeries or something like that, getting in the game tonight, which is great to see.
Yeah, he had an injury during soccer and gutted it out. And then after the season was over, they found out that he was going to need some surgery, so he did that. Hasn't played this season very much, but he's, you know, been practicing and everything like that. When allowed to, as here's Dobo Marescu for a straightaway three. No. So I didn't think he'd be back this year, but here he is in the ball game tonight. Just another athlete they can throw out there. Gross for three. No. Anderson a rebound. And back down the floor they come. Of course, want to thank all our special sponsors here tonight, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin, Wagner Logging in Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit, as well as Lang Construction of South Courtright. 1:10 to go here in the fourth. It's 53-34. SK kind of working the ball around in their own offensive end, going right to left. And SK is going to bring some other substitutes into the game here. As the Rams, of course, won the section in soccer in the fall and now going to go to the championship game for the section in boys basketball. Just always such a great program, no matter what the sport, if you're at SK, boys or girls.
They really are, and it's been, I mean, I remember when I was in high school, which is going back some years now. But they really... Even when I was there, they had a great team. Ryan, how do you say his last name?
Ryan Slater.
Yeah,
good shooter. Yeah.
Yep. So his class and stuff, they had a very good team.
Yeah, Ryan Slater, Ty Lamport, Griff Metzko. I mean, some of those teams in recent years have been very, very good. 51 seconds here left in the fourth quarter. 53-34, SK on top, and all the starters are out of the ball game now for SK. And here is Byrne for a straightaway three. Owen Byrne had to chuck it up there because the shot clock was almost expired, but SK gets the rebound as well. They try to go to the far side, but it's intercepted here by Jacob Dobomarescu. And there's some great seniors, some great young men on this Deposit Hancock team. Sad to see their season end, but nothing to be ashamed of. Shot here for the Eagles rolls out of bounds from Christian Alderman. As we said, Wyatt Jacobs will be playing football next year at SUNY Brockport. A great baseball season ahead when you think about Wyatt and Chris and some of these guys. They're going to be tough on the baseball diamond as well. 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And SK is just going to dribble this one out here. A 53-34 victory for the Rams over Deposit Hancock. You hate to see it end for the Eagles, but the Rams are moving on to take on the Richfield Springs Indians, the 2 seed versus the 9 seed in the championship game on Saturday. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
I can't believe it! I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. It's the post-game show as the SK boys defeat Deposit Hancock 53-34 and advance to the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. That game will be on Saturday right back here at SUNY Delhi. They'll be taking on Richfield Springs. The girls' game is Franklin and Marathon. That's going to be at 2 o'clock. SK and Richfield Springs will be at 4 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we're going to be down at the arena doing the Norwich girls taking on Shenangle Valley. That's at the arena in Binghamton at 4 o'clock on Sunday. So those will be the next three games that we'll bring you here on WCDO. Scoring summary tonight, first for DH, 12 points for Nick Locke, 11 for Wyatt Jacobs, 6 for Chris Gross, 3 for Jacob Dobo-Marescu, and 2 for Blake Fortunato. On the other side for SK, a game-high 20 points for Connor Carino, 12 for Logan Ferment, 10 for Josh Anderson, 9 for Troy Dianich, and then 2 for Darren Dengler. So time to get into our awards here, Coach. Let's first off do the NBT Bank. I should say one more thing before we get in there. Delhi girls are going to play on Saturday as well against Newark Valley. I'm going to have to choose. Well, I guess I am choosing to come here on Saturday. But the Delhi girls, excuse me, are playing at Newark Valley at noon at SUNY Cortland on Saturday. Don't want to leave them out. We will not be at that game. And the only reason why is we could do two games here instead of one in Cortland, since we don't have any boys C teams left. So we'll definitely be keeping everybody up to date on that as well. So Moravia beats Lansing. I just got this in, 64-43. So the Moravia boys and the Newfield boys are going to be in the C championship game at SUNY Cortland on Saturday. So Moravia defeats Lansing. Lansing looks so good the other day, too. That's incredible. But Moravia always well-coached and always ready. Okay, it's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. First, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We've gone with Connor Carino tonight, 20 points. He was tremendous, especially in the first half. Hit those threes that were, you know, three threes, back to back to back. He was great here tonight, Coach.
Absolutely, and it wasn't just the scoring, as we said. He created a lot of offense. Whether it was, you know, out and fast break finishing or driving to the basket, dumping it off to a low post or a nice kick out for a jump shot. But he was great for South Courtright to start the game. As you said, back-to-back-to-back threes there, really widened the lead out for them, and from there they never looked back.
Next up we're going to have our Dynamic Defense Award here tonight, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance. where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL. We're going to go with Logan Furman tonight. Those 12 points, but he was so tough on the interior. I thought he did a good job, especially in the second half. You said it as well, taking away Wyatt Jacobs around the high post area. SK, as a whole, did great on D.
They did, and Wyatt did a great job of that, and he did a great job getting after the rebounds on the glass tonight, too. Impact the game on both ends of the floor.
Lastly, tonight we will have our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. It's happy to cheer on these young athletes. As a senior, we'd like to go with Wyatt Jacobs. He played great tonight, had that nice slam dunk to start the game. Could have also gone with Nick Locke, another senior for DH. Nick had 12, Wyatt had 11, but to cap off Wyatt's career, we'll give him tonight's All-Purpose Award.
Yeah, he did a lot of great things early on. South Corey made it very hard on him in the second half, but he still played very well, did a lot of great things for Deposit Hancock with rebounds, just his presence on the floor, did a lot of very good things for them tonight.
Well, Coach, that's going to wrap up our doubleheader here tonight. Richfield Springs moving on, SK Boys moving on. It's starting to be that time of year where we only have a couple of teams left, and it's going to be fun on Saturday. So,
absolutely, can't wait for it.
So, again, we will have those two games on Saturday. Nothing between now and Saturday. The next two nights are off. I'm going to go home and maybe sleep and eat some food occasionally. That's always fun in my life. And then we'll have the Norwich girls on Sunday. We'll also be keeping an eye on the Delhi girls on Saturday as well. Those are the local teams that we have left, at least in the CDO coverage area.
Yeah, and you've got some very good teams remaining. Really, you do. I mean, with the Norwich girls, they've been very impressive all year, and we saw two very good teams tonight. Actually, we saw four very good teams here tonight.
We did.
And Franklin girls, on Saturday as well. Delhi girls, we got some very good local teams left who can really make some noise.
That Franklin Marathon game and the girls in the D final in Section 4 should be great on Saturday. Really looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
So trying to spread the love as much as we can. The Delhi girls game was great last night, and looking forward to seeing Franklin again. We've seen them a bunch this year, and we've gotten pretty close with Marathon as well, following Brooke Tillotson, and so it's going to be fun to watch them for the first time in person this year as well. So, again, our final score tonight, South Courtright boys defeating Deposit Hancock 53-34, and then in the earlier game here, Richfield Springs defeating Davenport 58-49. So, Sky, thanks for joining me once again.
It's always fun to do it. This is the best time of year to be doing it, too.
Yes, it is. So, and a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's put in some huge hours. He is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Jim puts in a lot of time, along with Craig Stevens and Rob Ray back there. A big thank you to those guys. Really, really appreciate it. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Law. We'll see you on Saturday on WCDO.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
You're preaching.